I am delighted that you're doing so. Happy Mother's Day, not only to our mothers here in the church, but also in the community. We are so glad that you are worshiping with us today. To my 6 children, I want to thank them and tell them how proud I am that I got to be their mother and how much I love them. Bless all of you, mothers, grandmothers, mothers of others. I just hope that this day is filled with love and care and make it very special for all of you. Let us go to our opening prayer. We gather together in your presence, O God, with expectation, hungry for an encounter with you, eager to hear your word. Open our eyes and ears to the presence of your Holy Spirit. May the seeds of your word scattered among us this morning fall on fertile ground. May they take root in our hearts and lives and produce an abundant harvest of good words and deeds. We pray this in the name of Jesus Christ, our teacher and our Lord. Amen. Now intercede in prayer before our God. Please bow your heads. Great God, our community gathers in spirit through the marvels of technology to give thanks together. Thank you for medical professionals and staff who work so faithfully in hospitals, clinics, and nursing homes. Give them strength, courage, and personal protective equipment that they may lack nothing. Thank you for the diligence of scientists working on a vaccine. Thank you for the storekeepers and clerks, farmers and truck drivers, police officers, firefighters, and all who show up to work every day in essential services. Thank you for those who care for children in close quarters and all their creativity and patience they are showing. Thank you for the teachers. Thank you for directors of school. Thank you for keeping the children in your heart and doing what is best for them. We come to you with many needs today. Hear our prayer for those who are sick with the virus, ease their suffering, and restore them to health. Hear our prayers for those who are grieving, who bury their loved ones without the comfort of funerals or physical presence of family and friends. Hear our prayer for the unemployed and the business owners in this time of financial insecurity. Help them survive this economic downturn. But most of all, my Heavenly Father, help them to trust you. Hear our prayer for children whose routines are disrupted and who long to play sports and visit their favorite playgrounds. Finally, Lord, hear our prayers for public health officials around the world. Give them the wisdom as they make decisions to reduce the fatalities and to tell us how to proceed. Thank you for showing us new ways to be the church. The church is alive, vibrant, and witnessing to the risen Christ in times like this. And it is in Jesus' name that we pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses as we will forgive those that have trespassed against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the power and the kingdom and the glory forever and ever. Amen.
It must have been cold there in my shadow. Never have sunlight on your face. You've been content to let me shine. You always walked the step behind. I was the one the glory, while you were the one with all the strength, only a face without a name. I never once heard you unnoticed, but I've got it all my heart. I want you to know I know the truth. I would be nothing without you.
The scripture today comes from 2 Timothy chapter 1, verses 1 through 7, and it reads, "This letter is from Paul, chosen by the will of God to be an apostle of Christ Jesus. I have been sent out to tell others about the life he has promised through faith in Christ Jesus. I am writing to Timothy, my dear son. May God the Father and Christ Jesus, our Lord, give you grace, mercy, and peace. Timothy, I thank God for you, the God I serve with a clear conscience, just as my ancestors did. Night and day, I constantly remember you in my prayers. I long to see you again, for I remember your tears as we parted, and I will be filled with joy when we are together again. I remember your genuine faith, for you shared the faith that first filled your grandmother Lewis and your mother Eunice. And I know that same faith continues strong in you. This is why I remind you to fan into flames the spiritual gifts God gave you when I laid my hands on you. For God has not given us a spirit of fear and timidity, but of power, love, and self-discipline." This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. We have come together today first and foremost to honor the Lord Jesus Christ with our worship, but also to celebrate mothers, grandmothers, and all those that are mothers in their hearts. I believe motherhood is a special gift from God, and it really doesn't confine just to the women that bear a child, but those that have mother in their hearts. It is a gift for them too. It seemed to me that something miraculous happens when a woman gives birth to her first child, or when they adopt their first child, or when they welcome into their home their first foster child. In a way, there are really two births. The first is the birth of the child. The second is the birth of a mother. It is a miraculous gift of creation. As children, we relate to our mothers differently throughout the years. At age 4, we say, "My mom can do anything." At age 12, "Mom doesn't know everything." At age 14, "Mom doesn't know anything." At age 18, "Mom is out of step with the times." At age 25, "Well, Mom knows a few things." At age 35, "Before we decide, let's get Mom's opinion." At age 45, "I wonder what Mom will say about this." At age 65, I wish I could talk with my mother. Yes, mothers are very special people. A mother has the angelic voice of an angel in a celestial choir as she sings the Brahms lullaby to her baby. Just the sound gives warmth to the child. She holds lovingly in her arms and commits to protect him and commits to love him all the days of his life. Yet this same voice can dwarf the sound of an amplifier when she calls her children in for dinner or cheer them at a game. Mothers have the patience of saints. So many times mothers display patience when many a man will have given up. I know a story of a mother pushing a shopping cart through Walmart. Her daughter was riding in the cart and she was continually screaming. We have all seen that. Her mom kept saying, "Now, calm down, Ellen. It will be okay, Ellen. It is almost time to go home, Ellen." On the checkout, the clerk saw this and she said, "Ma'am, you are to be commended at how patient you are with little Ellen." The mother said, "Lady, I'm Ellen." Mother seems also to have a great intuition. It is difficult to get something past mom. You all know the saying, you can fool some of the people all of the time, and all the people some of the time, but you can fool mom. Mom knows. A mom knows even what she doesn't let you know. A mother is called old-fashioned by her teenagers. She is called just mom by her third grader and simply mama to the little two-year-old. But there is something very special when you can say, "That is my mom." Mothers can leave a wonderful imprint on the life of their children, as we get to see by our scripture reading today. Timothy's faith in Jesus was fueled by the faith he saw in his mother and grandmother. Your faith directly influences your children's life. Your prayers, regardless of circumstances, are heard by God. As parents, there will never be a stronger, most effective prayer than a mother's prayer. Even when at times we hurt, we want to ease the pain and we can't. But I believe without a doubt that God favors a mother's prayer, a mother trusting him. And he can see that when she just doesn't know what else to do. And with a broken heart, she says, "Lord, I give him to you." No other love is closer to God's love for us than the love of a mother for her child. And it does not matter the age of the child, they will always be our children. The love we feel for them while they are little help and don't, when we see them helpless and we don't talk back, is the love that sustains us when they're teens and think they know it all and tell you that you need to get caught up with the times because that's not the way they do things now. Yep, there is that time in the teenage years that they know it all. And all we have is those memories of that beautiful baby in our arms, helpless and not talking. Peace. To which I personally respond to my old children's. Kids, if you could only know what I have forgotten, life would be easier for you. As mothers, your faith, your character, the way you love, wait, and forgive speak volumes to your children. A godly mother translates the scriptures into everyday life. And it is the most convincing translation your child will ever hear from anybody else. It is you walking the talk. It is you walking your faith. It is you walking the word of God. Thank God for mothers who live and proclaim the faith of Jesus. When people say your children are the future, it is the mother that sets the platform they will stand on. If there is a godly father in the family, the child is doubly blessed. Moments with mothers and grandmothers are very important in a child's life. Often they become the foundation of memories that in turn become stories that are shared with the family for years to come. And thank God for grandmothers. Grandmothers can be extra special. When a teacher asks her third graders what was so important about grandmothers, these are some of the responses that the children gave. They say, a grandmother is a lady who has no children of her own. She likes other people's little girls and boys. A grandmother don't have to do anything except be there. I do that very well. I'm just there, you know. Grandmothers are old, so they shouldn't play too hard, and they should never, ever run. When grandmothers take us for a walk, they should slow down when we pass things like pretty leaves and caterpillars. They should never say, hurry up. They said that usually grandmothers are fat, but not too fat or they won't be able to tie your shoes. They wear glasses and they can take their teeth out and their gums also. When they read to us, they don't skip parts of the story or mind if it is the same story over and over again. Grandmothers consider that a divine appointment. Lastly, they said everybody should try to have a grandmother, especially if you don't have television, because they are the only grown-ups who have time. It is wonderful to have fun memories of mothers and grandmothers. You simply can't mention mom and not think of home. And when most of us think of home, we forget the troubles that may surround us and remember the sounds and sights. We remember the smells of home, the screen door banging in the summertime, the aroma of cookies or bread just out of the oven, the smell of our favorite meals. Home should be a place we enjoy a sense of acceptance. An unconditional love lives there, and only a mother can make a house a home. For those that did not have a good relationship with their mothers, do all you can to forgive her unconditionally. Set her free so that you could also be free. For those that have lost their mother a long time ago, hold on to the good times. Even if they're few, they are worth remembering and they're definitely worth passing them on. Add to those that can't find themselves in their mother's eyes any longer due to illness, don't give up. You are the gatekeeper of times that will never come back. You hold the key to your mother's history. As a mother, the best thing that we can do for our children and our grandchildren is for us to have a personal relationship with God, to spend time with Him often, and to trust that He will do what is best for our children and grandchildren, and to never be satisfied, but to continually seek to be transformed, to be conformed into the image of Christ. Prayer is the warmest, the most secure, the best thing that you can do for your children, your grandchildren, and your great-grandchildren. Pray them into the will of God not into the will of man and not into what we think they should be. Pray them into their own potential within God's arms. Pray for them every chance you have. Pray for them when you're away from them and when you're near. Don't ever give up in praying with your children. Even when you think that they have no need, you don't know what is coming. Consider your prayers as a bank holding your deposit. God will take care of it when it's needed. So maybe this is the day chosen by our culture to celebrate mothers, grandmothers, and mothers we don't know, and mothers that are mothers in their hearts. But we really are to do this every day of a mother's life. Jesus honored his mother. Even as his death approached, we cannot and we must not do less. Let us pray. We thank you, O Lord, for the gift of motherhood. May those blessed with children be granted the gift of courage, perseverance, and good health. May they face each day with a new faith and a new hope in abiding love and in you. May all families find the strength of your love in their homes, in their hearts, in their everyday functions. The priceless gift of your peace as a family bear witness to your glory is one of the best gifts they can give their children. And it is in Jesus' name that I pray that today and every day, everyone can feel in one way or another, remember or forgive the love of your mother. God bless you. Thank you. And now receive this blessing from the Lord. As a mother comforts her child, so I will comfort you. Isaiah 66:13. Go now in the comfort and peace of the one who gave birth to us. Go in the assurance that the Comforter is with us always. Go to give comfort and peace to others. May divine wisdom guide us as we go forth on the path of peace. May the Lord, who brought us to birth by his Spirit, strengthen us in our Christian lives. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, be with you and remain with you always. Have a wonderful Mother's Day, even if we're still in lockdown. It is a matter of the heart. Have a wonderful Mother's Day, and God bless you. We hope to see you soon.